This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. All right, Jeff, we've talked about a lot of things today. Chelsea Janes joined us from the Washington Post to talk a little bit of baseball, get us ready. It's hard to believe. Guardians open the season a week from today in Kansas City. They have five more games left.
How about that?
During spring training. And then Daryl Ryder was on with us an hour ago. We got all fired up about the Dome, so we talked about that. If you want to listen to that or anybody's reaction in the last hour, you can listen to the last 72 hours. In fact, if you want to go to the Odyssey app and hit the rewind button to listen to anything we had been said here, 92.3 The Fan, knock yourself out with that. Or you can just listen to the Baskin and Phelps podcast, and that will have the Daryl Ryder interview. By the way, Daryl is sitting in tomorrow, too. So if you have more questions about the Dome or anything that's going on, give him a buzz tomorrow. Jeffrey.
Yes, Andy?
You have done a fantastic job enlightening us on this. Do you remember, Dan, during the pandemic when Jeff's not a big fan of hypothetical. Jeff is a big fan of fact. Is that fair? Can I say that?
Sure.
Okay. And so now we find ourselves in a hypothetical that Jeff has just thrown himself into.
It's information, Andy. Information.
What if Carson Wentz?
I want to be informed.
What if Carson Wentz is our next quarterback?
Well, I'm all for it.
Well, enlighten us.
In certain situations.
Enlighten us.
We will.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
I hear that groan.
I love the groan.
Every time I laugh.
We may have to borrow that and turn it into a drop.
And of course, Mary-Kate Cabot yesterday saying that Carson Wentz and Browns have mutual interest if Russell Wilson and blah, 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 blah. And we've been going over some things about Carson Wentz. I need you boys to pay attention to this one, okay? As opposed to everything else that I've done today in the show.
Dan, what's he talking about?
All right, Todd, what do you have?
Carson was the second pick in the 2016 NFL draft.
Who's this guy talking
about? Taken behind Jared Goff. And if you remember, the Browns had the second pick in that draft.
Yes,
remember?
I do. Remember, they were looking at Carson Wentz like
crazy.
Oh,
they were looking at Jared Goff?
They
were looking at Carson Wentz? He was the highest drafted FCS player ever at number two. But the Browns had that pick.
That's subdivision. That's your Youngstown State.
And they traded that pick to the Philadelphia Eagles for five draft choices.
Oh, no.
You know where this is going.
Tell me you didn't do what I think you did.
And Sashi Brown made that trade. Sashi Brown was the football ops guy at the time. So he traded the second pick. And then you got all these picks coming in. And then they traded all five of those picks. So the Browns never actually took anybody with the picks that they got from Carson Wentz. But they traded those guys.
But now we might get Carson Wentz. So the end, we win.
Full circle.
And turned those five picks into, as close as I can narrow it all down, these football players.
Oh, can I just lay down under the desk?
By trading those five picks, they picked up more picks.
This is a list, Dan.
This could have been phenomenal.
So the
they got five picks for Carson Wentz.
The Browns got five picks
for Carson Wentz. They actually sent another pick with the second pick to Philadelphia.
Okay.
And then they got five picks.
Okay.
A couple of first rounders. Okay. One of them turned into Deshaun Watson, but the Browns didn't draft him.
Gotcha.
So they traded those five picks, picked up more picks, and as far as I can nail it, this is what they ended up with. You ready?
Oh, okay, but this is not the what happened to those original five picks they
oh,
could
no,
have.
Oh, no, this is what happened with the picks that got the Browns got for those five picks, and then they ultimately ended up selecting people.
Okay.
Oh, there is the music. Okay.
This is
Chad Thomas.
We're missing Sarah McLaughlin.
Antonio Callaway. Corey Coleman. Sean Coleman. He stole my heart to Sean Kaiser. Cody Kessler. Spencer Drango. Derek Kindred. Ricardo Lewis, yet another wide receiver who couldn't play, who you picked up later. Jordan Payton. Dan, get ready for a change. Denzel Ward. And Jabril Peppers.
If anyone's seen Jabril, can you please throw him life jacket?
I feel like that one's like the mediocre one.
Yeah.
I feel like you get both for Jabril Peppers.
Jabril can play.
Oh, yeah, he's had a really nice career with the problem Patriots.
Are you sure? Because last time I saw him, he was swimming in Lake Erie on the other side of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because that's how far back he was playing in prevent defense.
Well, wow. And he's had some recent issues, too.
You want to ask Coach about that when we have him next?
No, that's the one thing. I love him. I just don't understand why Jabril Peppers was always 25 yards off the ball.
For trading that number two pick.
When he wants to tap out because he's tired, he's going to go up in the stands and sell beer.
For trading
that
number. The
problem was Coach put him in the stands in the dog pound.
I mean, you could have just drafted Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance he'd still be your quarterback.
What?
Should we do a group size?
How many? Two. One. How many years ago was that draft?
He's only 32, Andy.
No, but what year was that draft?
2016.
2016. So that would have been
less than 10 years.
He would. And how many quarterbacks have the Browns had for 8 years plus?
A few.
One more time.
Otto?
Without the slide whistle. For those five picks, they turned into Chad Thomas, Antonio Callaway, Corey Coleman. Boink. Sean Coleman, boink. Deshaun Kaiser, boink. Cody Kessler, boink. Spencer Drango, boink. Derek Kindred, boink. Ricardo Lewis, boink. Jordan Payton, boink. Denzel Ward, and Jabril Peppers. I'll have trades that didn't work out for 300, Alex.
I don't know where to put the Jabril Peppers one.
Yeah, where does Jabril go?
I mean, how did you screw that up? With every one of those picks, except Denzel, and probably Jabril.
I don't have a side deep enough for this one. And now, but the good part is you might
Andy, that trade could have made your franchise. You know,
yeah,
could have made your franchise.
But now we've reached the circle of life where we want to bring Carson Wentz back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
And would that make everything right?
No, but you know what it would do? Here's the thing. I understand.
It lead to numbness. That might be the only thing right that comes out of it.
I understand that the guy has, his career has not gone the way he's wanted it to the last couple of years.
If the numbness lasts more than 9 years, see a doctor.
I honestly think he could come in, start at quarterback for this team while you're developing somebody, and give you, along with Kenny Pickett, the opportunity to let somebody sit for a year or 2 years. You know, Andy, if you brought Carson Wentz in here.
Jeff, if you don't draft a quarterback at two, I'll agree with what you're saying about 2 years.
If you draft a quarterback at two, it's a different story. It is. But if you trade back up into the first round, if you draft a quarterback at two, and by the way, I don't think it's going to be Jackson Dart. I want it to be Jackson Dart. I don't think he's going to last. I keep seeing teams trading back up in mock drafts and getting Jackson Dart. Pittsburgh, the Giants.
I don't know why, but I absolutely see him wearing a Steelers uniform.
Well, my guess is he's not going to be on the board at 33. I mean, I've seen him taken even higher than that. My guess is Jalen Milroe will be on the board at 33.
Is it Jackson Dart who Mary Kay said she wanted to come back up and draft late in the first round? I think she said that this morning again. Yeah.
So
after drafting Shedeur Sanders.
Jalen Milroe might take a year or two to develop. Might. Man, he can run the ball, though. If Carson Wentz is 32, what if you sign him to a 3-year contract? Club option, you know,
for
whatever.
For the third year?
Yeah. Andy, I
what are you doing with Kenny Pickett?
You're going to give him a chance to compete with Carson Wentz, just what they told him. And guess what? If Kenny beats him out, great, then you trade Carson Wentz. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. Bring these guys in now. Let them go through the offseason program. The coaches will have a really good feel before they even get to training camp.
How much is Carson Wentz going to get if
not,
he comes here?
Not a
we
ton.
Don't have a lot of money to give him.
Not a ton, Andy. The guy's a free agent, and he hasn't played much in the last
million?
2 years.
Well, supposedly, thanks to the restructure to Jack Conklin's contract, you're looking at close to $20 million, according to multiple reports.
Remember, in the last...
Now, they're not going to give Carson Wentz all of that, but alas, they do have it.
Oh, but wow. Nobody's banging down his door. In the last 2 years, he has started 2 games and played in 5 and has thrown 43 passes. I think he has some ability. I really do.
Sorry, $12 million. About $12
million. Yeah, it's like 20
something. My bad.
That's all right.
Dan, hit the little funny open again one more time.
Oh, because okay. Now he's calling for his own drops.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and give you the one that I was going to give you next segment because
okay.
I think it adds to this conversation.
All right,
go ahead. Yeah.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
Here's why he still intrigues me, okay? And I know he's had some issues. In 2017, it was his second year in the league, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
He played in 13 games before he tore his ACL.
This was in what year
it was
again?
His second 2017.
17.
It was his second year in the NFL. He played in 13 games. He made the Pro Bowl. He was like second team all pro. He had 33 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions, threw for 3,300 yards, and the Eagles were 11-2 with him as their starting quarterback. And I'm going back and looking at some reports from those days, everybody was saying he was having an MVP caliber season. And then he tore his ACL, and Foles took over, and the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And then, if you recall, the Eagles kind of started to go south, and it ended up costing Doug Peterson his job. And I don't think you can blame it all on Carson Wentz. And I just think, had that guy not torn his ACL, imagine where his career would be. He probably would have been the MVP. Good chance that the Eagles still win the Super Bowl. Good chance he's the Super Bowl MVP. And who knows where he is. He was phenomenal that second year.
So I am a little intrigued by the thought of Carson Wentz and Kevin Stefanski together.
Well,
we've seen
Kevin do some decent work with not absolute top-tier quarterbacks.
Right. Except for Deshaun.
And that didn't work. Yeah, that didn't work.
I mean, again, I'm not as he...
I mean, Kevin was better with Flacco. He was better with Baker. You could make the argument he was almost as good with Jameis, even though Jameis went 2-5, but they beat Baltimore and they beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we do seem to get, like, off-the-charts games every once in a while.
Yeah.
But it's almost like they need to buy into exactly what Kevin wants to do.
You know,
and I think, to be honest with you, I think Carson Wentz could be one of those guys.
If we combine...
I think Kenny Pickett could be one of those guys, too. I mean, I'm not trying to be...
Well, I
know
I
a lot of
that.
People don't want...
But if we combine some of those fun facts, what he did in 2017, Jim Schwartz could give them a clear-cut recommendation or a condemnation. And if they sign him, maybe Carmen Berg, Miss July of 1987 for Playboy from the same high school, comes to town. I mean, we could have something here.
Jeff, did we figure out if it was glue or staple?
Move along.
What the hell's going on out here?
Jeff has given me permission to move along. Congratulations, Northeast Ohio. You're all on the same bus as me. 216-474-0092. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. I know I have some folks that want to get back into that conversation. Maybe we will about the stadium, so hang on the line. And potential NFL rule changes. Straight ahead, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.